Hi.
How are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
With all due respect, let's get the small talk. Don't switch on me, I got big plans. We need to forward to the islands and get you gold, no spray tans. I need you to stop running back. Welcome to Let's Skip the Small Talk, a podcast show where we talk about it all, one topic at a time. I'm your host, Tyconis Allison. With that being said, ready, set, stimulate.
Let's get small talk.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to episode 124 of Let's Skip the Small Talk. Today is going to be a very special episode. As you know, with the previous episode, which is part one, well, today is part two. Drake featuring Drake part two. So the conversation is going to pick up where it left off, which was in the middle of the album. On top of that, Malcolm and I will be sharing our top five Drake songs of all time, and we'll be ranking his albums from So Far Gone to Certified Lover Boy and everything in between. Nine albums. Where will they be ranked? Before we jump right back into the Drake madness, first, let's talk about the podcast. If you enjoy Let's Skip the Small Talk and you would like to help the podcast reach its fullest potential, then by all means, please do so. All you have to do is simply text this episode link to one person in your phone. Just one person. You guys have been doing so. It have been helping out tremendously. So please, please continue to do so. And thank you. Thank you in advance. All right. Let's kick this show off with a little motivation. 3, 2, 1, score! Goal season is here. I repeat, goal season is here. I want to give a special shout out to all the grinders, the strivers, the goal seekers, everybody out there who's just trying to better their lives each and every day, which is not easy. So shout out to you. Shout out to you because I know a day like this, you appreciate very much. I know you appreciate Fridays. I know you do. I know you appreciate Fridays because of the standard and the tone that we set for it. Every time you wake up on Friday, the first thing you think of is execution. The first thing you think of when you wake up on Friday is how you're going to tie the knot and check off your checklist. Everything you set out to do for the week will be completed by today. That's why we love Friday. Everybody who's grinding, striving, thriving, goal seeking, just trying to do better. Today is the day we hold ourselves to the utmost accountability. That's just the truth of the matter. And that's why we love Finish Strong Friday. We love Finish Strong Friday because we wake up, we look in the mirror and we say, today is our day to get the job done. There's no ifs, there's no ands, there's no buts. All we want to do is execute. And that's all we do. That's all we do. We don't make excuses. We execute. Period. So everybody, like I said, shout out to you. Keep doing your thing. Keep running your race. Keep up the pace. And keep executing. Because it's Finish Strong Friday. It's Finish Strong Friday. And you guys know, you know, after you finish all that good hard work, it's time to kick back, relax, and balance it out. You got to treat yourself, guys. It's important. It's very important. It's to be honest with you, it's just as important as the work. And I'm being honest. Balance is just as important as everything else. So don't ever forget that. All right. Work hard. Play hard. I mean, that's the way it goes. All right. Once again, it is Finish Strong Friday. Execute, 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 execute. I believe in you. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to part two of Drake featuring Drake. Let's move on. Let's go to number 12. No Friends in the Industry.
No friends in the industry, my brothers been my brothers, man. You niggas ain't no kin to me, a fact. Well, yeah, you heard about me, you don't know me more than that. Yeah, I know I, hey, hey, yeah. No friends in the industry, my brothers been my brothers, man. You niggas ain't no kin to me, a fact. Whoa, I was known for snapping when I chat before the app. Stood on everything I said and never took it back. Whoa, no friends in the industry, I had to draw the line between my brothers and my enemies, a fact. Niggas let us start to beat, don't wanna keep it wrapped. Yeah, you hit us up and now we owe you something back.
No friends in the industry, it just, you know, you can clearly get what he's talking about. I don't have it high, I don't have it low. It's just one of those songs that it's a good album song. You know, it's what they would call like a filler song. You know what I mean? Like it does what it's supposed to do. Like I said, I wasn't too high on it, not too low on it. His flow was good. I understand what he was trying to get off his chest and say. You know, no friends in the industry, that's self-explanatory. And I think his lyrics definitely go into that. But yeah, I mean, it was a good filler song. Like, it's not disappointing to listen to. It's something that you can bop your head to all the way through. But yeah, I mean, I think this is okay for an album, especially for a long album like that, to have songs like this. Like, you're going to get songs like No Industry Friends. And that's okay, because it did what it was supposed to do. It's not a letdown. It wasn't, you know, really anything to hype you up about either at the same time. So something you could just bop your head to.
Yeah, I agree. It wasn't a letdown, wasn't a standout, but it was one of those songs where I feel like Drake just wanted to talk to everyone in the industry.
Yeah.
He was just venting. He was getting off his chest. If you listen to the lyrics, he was coming with some veracity.
Yeah.
throughout it. But it was cool. It was cool. And it just makes you think, though. I mean, we're not in the industry, but geesh, I mean, the industry sounds cutthroat, man.
Yeah.
Sounds cutthroat.
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's go on to number 13, Knife Talk, featuring 21 Savage and Project Pat.
Yeah. I heard Poppy outside. And he got the double R, drop it outside. Check the weather and it's getting real oppy outside. I'ma drop it, then had these dropping like some motherfucker.
Yeah.
Type of that can look me in the eyes. I despise when I see you, better put that pride to the side. Many times, plenty times, I survive. Beef is live. Spoiler alert, this dies.
Keep bleakies, and you know the sticky. My finger itchy, like the leave hickey.
I love this song. Super dope song. I love hearing Project Pat. You don't get to hear Project Pat too often. I felt like 21 did his thing on it. I love the song. The only thing about the song, it doesn't fit for me on CLB. Like, there was nothing that I could, you know, relate this to back to CLB. Dope song, wrong album. But I felt like it was just one of those songs where, like, you can't really leave off, though. Like, how does this not make the cut if I'm dropping an album on Drake, right?
Right.
So it's kind of one of those songs where it doesn't go, for me, it doesn't go with the theme of the song. But I love it, though. You get what I'm saying? But for Certified Lover Boy, Knife Talk doesn't really go hand in hand.
No, but I feel you.
I still love the song, though.
Yeah, I really, really like this song too. It sounds like it's a 21 Savage song.
Yeah.
The fact that Metro made it as well, it sounds like 21 gave it to Drake and then Drake put it all together. It sounds like maybe Drake wanted one for the club. I can see this going off in the club. Just with the lyrics and everything, it kind of gets everybody pumped up and, you know, rah, rah. But I really do like the song, but I understand what you're saying, Certified Lover Boy and Knife Talk. But I think he was showing love to 21. And it seems like, I don't know, maybe the more music I listen to or the older I get, you can tell where songs are coming from. Because people do give people whole songs. Bryson Tiller, the song that Bryson Tiller has with Drake on his last album, Anniversary, called Out of Time? He said Drake gave him that song. Drake gave him the song, the whole song, the hook and his verse on it, and Bryson just went and put a verse on it.
Dang.
So they really do, like, hey, what you got? It's pretty much the same way people give DJ Khaled songs. They ask, like, hey, what do you got? And I guess if it's something they really love, they ask for the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then make it work. Yeah. You know, and that kind of makes sense, too. If you're not in the studio with someone cooking something up from scratch, you kind of have to see what's in your batch. Listen to this. Tell me what you think. All right, I'm going to get on this and vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah. But cool song, man. I like 21's flow, Project Pat's flow. It was cool, man. Drake, it didn't seem like Drake had too much running time on a song, to be honest with you.
I know, right? Yeah.
Which is more why I believe it was a 21 Savage song originally. But it was dope. I enjoyed it. Dope. All right, yeah, man. Let's go to number 14, 7 a.m. on Bridal Path.
Yeah. Go squad. Hey. Look, I wish everyone could tell me exactly what they need from me. The first second they speak to me, I'm not with all the secrecy, secretly beefing me behind closed doors, but playing it peacefully for the streets to see. My nigga have some decency. Don't move like a puto. Could at least keep it a buck like Antetokounmpo. I'm made north of the border like Vito Rizzuto. Throwing parties in Miami, they loving us mucho.
Yeah, this was, I enjoyed it. It reminded me of one of his 4 a.m. joints.
Yes, sir.
A softer version to it, though. I enjoyed it, but I enjoyed the rapping more than anything. I don't even think he got a hook on this, if I'm not mistaken. Did it? Was there a hook?
Nope.
Yeah. So I was kind of like feeling that. I was feeling the whole, just rap through the whole thing. Like, I'm going to tell this story and I'm out. No hook, no nothing. I'm going to tell the story and then I'm gone after this. I liked it. Like I said, it reminded me of one of them 4 a.m. joints. Just a little bit softer undertone, just a little bit. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Yes, yes. You're absolutely right. You know, when Drake gets on there with the a.m. and the p.m., you know it's going down, like you said. So this one was about Kanye West. If you listen to some of the lyrics, he says, you know, Kanye West posted Drake's address, mm-hmm, and said, how about you tell your driver to, instead of posting the address, tell your driver to drive to that destination. And so he had a lot to say about it, about Kanye and everything. I don't want to go crazy into it. You know what? I'm going to come right back to that. But back to these, when Drake has a timestamp with it, like 6 p.m. in New York, he spoke about Tiger, the little homie talking about me in the magazine, da da da. And 4 p.m. Calabasas was all about Diddy. Remember Diddy put
hands on him? Yeah. So all his timestamps.
It's about somebody. Yeah. It's about somebody. And this one was about Kanye West. You know, my brother, I don't know. Maybe Kanye West truly has an infatuation with Drake. I think he does have an obsession with him. Here's my thing. We had no idea Kanye West's album was coming. Drake says he's releasing CLB before the end of summer. Shortly after that, Kanye West is doing a listening party. And then he keeps putting the album back and keep doing more listening parties. He did 3 listening parties in 2 different states, and then he finally released it a week before Drake. And then he said the Universal released it and I wasn't ready yet. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Listen, man, I don't know what the choo-choo issue is. I know he's upset about Sicko Mode, you know, because, you know, Drake was talking about Kanye on that too, and he was mad that Travis let it happen. But here's the thing, Kanye, you are not in your prime like Drake is in his prime now. You can't compete with Drake. So by you doing all of this, you want to release the same day Drake released, that all this hoopla, and Universal didn't even let that happen. They both on the same label, Malcolm.
Mm-hmm.
They both on the same label. And so Universal, they put it out that Sunday. Hey, you're doing a gospel album? They put it out that Sunday. And so be it. Now it's CLB. I'm going to be honest with you. One, I'm not on the socials like that. But before Donda dropped, I feel like there was a lot of talk about Donda. Ever since Donda dropped, I feel like that was kind of it of Kanye West. I haven't heard about Kanye West since, except him putting up Donda billboards in Toronto after Drake put billboards up in people's cities talking about who's featuring on the album. But I feel like CLB done came and just shut all that down. I mean, Donda was great. It sold 309 the first week. Drake is predicted to sell 625 the first week. That's double the amount. I don't understand. Why does he keep bothering this man? Why does Kanye keep acting as if he could compete with Drake when those days of graduation? Kanye, in my opinion, and this is all about Drake today, I'm sorry, y'all, but I feel like Kanye has slowly dwindled ever since Yeezus. Now, was Yeezus groundbreaking? Did some people enjoy it? Yes, of course. And then he came back with Life of Pablo. That kind of boosted him back up. But then,
Life of Pablo's hard.
Yeah, yeah. You know, shout out to Designer. and then he went the other route with Jesus is King and so forth. Dude, this ain't 808 and Heartbreaks no more. Your time has came and went. No one will have this run that Drake has. No one has ever had it before as consistent. And who knows about the future? I don't know. But geez, let him live, Kanye. Let this dude live. Because he did the same thing with Scorpion. Do you know a lot of Scorpion got scrapped? And a lot of the rapping half of Scorpion is all about Kanye West. Mm. Mob Ties, Survival, Nonstop. Because Kanye tried to put out an album. Well, he didn't try, but he put out a good music album every week up to Drake's release date, because he put out an official date. He put out Pusha. He put out Teyana Taylor. He put out Nas. He put out him and Kid Cudi. Damn it, dude. Every time this dude want to put out an album, you want to put out an album a week before him. What is up? You're not Jay-Z and Nas. Jay-Z does that to Nas all the time. Stop trying to be like Jay-Z.
I don't know. I think I don't know what the beef is between Kanye and Drake. Honestly, I don't know where it stems from. I don't know how it started, anything like that. I did find it entertaining, though. I guess Kanye comes from that old school of release dates matter. You know, nowadays release dates don't matter, right? People drop albums, it is what it is. But when you have two big artists who are dropping, right, it becomes competition at that point. You know what I mean? So I can understand. But what Kanye has to understand is, wow, 309 is no joke, right? And if Drake really does that 625, which he probably will, I don't think that's unattainable. That would make Drake number one, and that'd make Kanye number two. But what that does for Drake
for the year?
No. Just for the release.
Okay.
Yeah. But that would put Drake almost at number three or number four for the year if he does 625. Because I think Moneybagg is still number one because he dropped early. Then I think it's J. Cole number two. Who's number three? I don't know who number three. I know Rod is up there, like a four. Yeah, or five.
Rod is number four. It's Polo G. Polo G is number. Oh,
Polo G is number three.
Yeah, it's Moneybagg.
Yeah,
Drake. So we're guys right now. We're talking about the albums that sold the most so far this year. Now Drake would have the number one first week sales at 625.
Yeah.
But so far, Moneybagg has sold. It was close to 800,000 underneath that. Was J. Cole, and then it's Polo G and Rod Wave is right underneath that, and then it's Lil TJ. All of those are like in the 600s. But
let me ask you too, is this just all sales throughout all genres? Is it just hip hop?
Well, I believe it may. I don't want to make anything up. I'm not sure. Okay. It might just be hip hop. Only thing I know is this. The last time Taylor Swift had sold about 750,000, that was last year for 2020. She had the most first week last week. And they said Drake is on pace to have the first most week this year in 2021 at 625. Mm-hmm. But I can't think, have any big pop artists? I mean, Justin Bieber came out this year. What did he did like two something, right? First week.
Oh, Justin Bieber. I didn't pay attention to it, truthfully. No,
actually, Justin Bieber did, I think, 175, close to two. Next week, Rod Wave came out with Soulfly and beat Justin Bieber out. Justin Bieber only had the number one album.
Yeah, I remember, because he congratulated him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
So, but so, yeah, I can't think of anyone else having, besides J. Cole. J. Cole had like 375.
Yeah, J. Cole had a good year. I mean, that would mean, right now, I think J. Cole is number one. I think he's still number one. Because Kanye didn't end up beating him.
No, he didn't.
But Drake is going to beat him, so that's going to push J. Cole to number two. But it shows you, which we all knew, Kanye he's not in their league anymore.
Nope.
He's an older statesman. He's with the Jay-Z's, the Nas. He's in that group. He's not with the Kendrick, J. Cole, Drake. He's not in that ball game anymore. You know, it's they've taken over, and they're literally at their points where they're passing the torch over now. Honestly, so I don't know why Kanye thinks he's in the same era. Kanye's problem is he's mix matching his influence with his music. People are not attracted anymore to his music as they once were. Not to say that people still, because 309 is still good. But people don't really come check for Kanye for music. That's not the first thing, right? And just because you're a billionaire doesn't make people want to listen to your music, right? So I think Kanye kind of has that messed up in his head. He thinks, oh, I have my Gap deal. I have my Adidas deal. I have all these other deals, and I'm still doing music. I'm the bigger artist. No, just because you have a bigger paycheck doesn't make you the most influential rapper, right? It just means that you make more money. That's all it means. But 9 out of 10, everybody's going to want to listen to Drake before they listen to Kanye at this point in his career. Mm-hmm. We're talking about graduation. We're talking about some of the 808s. We're talking about some of those. Those are classic albums. Can they compete with Drake's classic albums? Absolutely. But if we're talking about who's checking for who right now, we all love Kanye and his music musically and his fashion and things like that. But Drake is still the man. As of right now, when it comes to music.
Yes. Yes, he is. And with that being said, my brother, let's get back to the album, man. Yeah. Let's jump into number 15, Race My Mind.
Just hung up the phone at night. Could already tell that you come here home intoxicated. I remember last time you wouldn't make love to me. Then you fell fast asleep. Wouldn't even talk to me. No. Say I'm so crazy, baby.
I'm so crazy.
I wanted you to race my mind.
I enjoyed Race My Mind. Once again, I believe it's like a No Friends in the Industry. I think it was a filler song, but way better. It was on the verge of like being like, oh, we can put a star next to that one. But I did enjoy Race My Mind, though.
I enjoyed it as well, dude. It gave me the feel of Find Your Love. Remember, find your love, and just did the beat was a little bit distorted, kind of. It was like a little bit all over the place. And then Drake was talking about a lady who he wishes raced his mind. And he said, I got the key, but you never raced my mind. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. But I agree with you more like on a filler side, but it has great potential, maybe with more listens.
But
it was cool. All right, my brother, let's get into number 16, Fountains featuring Tims. Did I pronounce it right? Is it Tims?
I think so.
Okay.
I You got me losing my mind. Try to suppress my emotions. They're bursting like fountains, baby.
This is your worldwide Drake now.
Yeah, this is he's definitely playing into his big audience, international audience with this song. I love the beat, I love the vibe. Definitely gives you like that. He didn't really go with Afro beat, but there's like a Caribbean undertone to it, which kind of makes you want to get up and dance a little bit to it.
Yes.
But it's not one of my favorites though. Although I think the song is good. I felt like this would have been better with a controller or what's the other song?
One Dance.
Yeah. I felt like that it falls into that. But that whole, I felt like this is more of a, what's that, a Views song?
Mm-hmm.
Cool song, but it kind of threw the vibe off for me a little bit.
No, I feel you. First and foremost, I mean, he introduced me to someone else. I didn't know Tims, yeah. But I did learn that she's a Nigerian singer. She's very, very popular.
Yeah, she is.
But yeah, man, it was a cool song. Not particularly memorable, if I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah.
But it was a cool vibe. It's you know, cool song, cool.
Yeah, it's one of those, to me, it's like just one of those feelings. It's kind of what Drake always does, right? He's going to give you one of those artists that nobody really knows about,
mm-hmm.
But that's somehow popular. This is how Drake is really turning himself into becoming like international.
Yeah.
Because while we might not know them, other countries know them.
Right. So this song, my brother, it may not blow up in America, but in Europe and in Africa, this is probably the one. So this would be his international charting song and radio play and so forth. Same way he did in the past with the Spanish songs. Remember the song he had with Romeo?
Yeah, man.
He knows how to get around the world, man. Smart dude. All right, let's talk about number 17, Get Along Better, featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
This might be too real, too real. Hold me closer in these trying times. Supposed to be mine, baby. I need some help just like anyone else. Hold me closer in these trying times, open your eyes, baby. You said you felt something for me. I don't know when, based on the signals you send, based on the way you apologize when you came to see me, and then you had the nerve to defend mistakes that you made at the end. You said I was too invested, and that's what it forced you to go and pretend. I swear you're crazy. Someone is close to you reached out to me just to see if we had made amends. Trust me, this ain't about revenge. But now I get along better with your friend. And it's wrong, I know. But again, trust me, this ain't about revenge. I get along better with your friend.
I'm not gonna lie, I ain't really like this song.
Okay. Why not, my brother? Why not?
I don't know. It's not so much what his lyrics or, you know, what the song is portraying, but it just feels so outdated. Like, this really feels like everything just feels old on this. This sounds like a song that could be like on So Far Gone or Thank Me Later or something. Like, Mm-hmm. I don't know. I ain't like this song, truthfully. It didn't do nothing for me. It didn't make me want to get up. It didn't really, I don't really got a head bop to it. I wasn't really into it at all.
Okay. Yeah. So this song here, it is definitely one of the most R&B songs on the album.
Yeah.
It's riding along with like Pipe Down and Race My Mind. They were like R&B too. But this is the most like slow tempo R&B on the album. This is one of my standouts on the album. I really like the song. And you want to know why, Brody?
Mm-hmm.
It's because, one, I love when Drake sings, but the lyrics, dude, this guy said, this is not about revenge, but if I'm being honest, I get along better with your friends. And so here's two things, the lyrics and the melody. If you listen to the song, the cadence, it keeps getting higher and higher and higher. And it's almost like Drake is telling a story. And then the punchline is, we're no longer together. People keep asking about you and I, how we're doing. Did we make amends? But the truth is, I get along better with your friend. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, dude. Every time I listen to it, I'm like, this is so crazy. You know what it reminds me of?
What's
and
that?
I'm just going to say it. It reminds me of like a Trapped in a Closet.
Mm.
Just okay. Because of the story aspect.
Yeah.
The story aspect. And I'm like, and then the way he sings it, it's like a punchline. It's really like, it's a punch in the gut. Imagine if somebody told you, I get along better with your friend. You know what that means.
Yeah,
it means he's with your friend now, and they get along better together than y'all did.
Right, right.
And then Ty Dolla Sign comes on at the end with the little bit of harmony in his voice. But I'm like, this song was crazy. This song was crazy. I really enjoyed it. It was a nice, nice little story. And he's talking about this ain't revenge, but, you know, he's like throwing it at her face, especially with the way he's singing it. It was dope, man. It was really dope, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about number 18, my brother. This brings us back like 10 years ago.
I was just about to say.
You only live twice. Yeah. Remember, it's no longer YOLO.
Yeah.
You only live twice, featuring Lil Wayne and Rick Ross.
Yeah, 2.2 for the rap beyond a doubt. Don't act like you're happy for me now. Don't act like you wasn't praying for catastrophic collapses. Catalog is immaculate, still running the game. Don't ask me about the practice. Ho, you go on vacation. Don't ask me about relaxing. Not sure if you know, but I'm actually Michael Jackson. The man I see in the mirror is actually going platinum. Unthinkable when I think of the way these niggas been acting. Yo. I never did you nothing and you play like we family, huh? Next thing you wanna shoot me down, it can't be love. Not sure where you was trying to send it, it can't be up. That day you sounded like a bitch, you fancy, huh? Damn.
I like this song, but I could be biased in the reason. I just enjoy Drake and Rick Ross. Of course you enjoy Drake and Lil Wayne. Just reading the title of the song and seeing the features, it's like, yeah. So I don't know, like, I think the song is cool, but I think I was just most excited to hear Rick Ross and Drake. I feel like that combination is great. And then you add Lil Wayne to that mix. It was great. I mean, the song is cool. It's a dope song. I enjoyed it. It's not, like I said, it's probably not one of my top songs on the album, but it's a song that you definitely enjoy. The more listens that I listen to the album, the better this song becomes.
Yeah, I totally agree. This song would probably definitely, can you imagine, my brother, listening to this in a club in Miami with some Crown Royal, Vanilla Crown Royal?
For sure.
Yeah, this would probably be it. But probably just chilling in your home probably won't be the case. Imagine this song in a car ride with your boys heading to the club or after the club. This would probably be it. You know what this song reminds me of? I kid you not.
What's that?
Lord Knows, featuring Rick Ross. It reminds me of Lord Knows, the beat and everything. I'm like, is this Lord Knows part two?
yeah, I can see that for sure.
yeah. But it was cool. It was a cool song. Rick Ross had a great verse. Bro, if we can talk about it real quick, why does it sound like Lil Wayne is having a reemergence? Dude, the guy killed the verse. No, yeah. I mean like the guy killed the verse. It's not getting a hoopla like it would have 15 years ago, but damn, the guy killed the verse. I'm like, okay, Weezy, wow.
Yeah.
Because there was a down period. I mean, Lil Wayne went through his legals, right? He went through his legal trouble. And
but see, that's the thing, man. It's hard when you hit it, like,
yeah.
When you hit a down period, it's hard to come out of that. Like, you lose so much influence and the grip that you had on the culture and the music.
Yeah.
And I think that's Lil Wayne's issue, because it's not the first time Lil Wayne put out some, you know, a good song. But yeah, it's just like he's lost some of that influence. Like, people still respect him, but nobody's checking for Lil Wayne like that anymore. It's no different from like K Camp. Think about everybody who went Rich Homie Quan, K Camp. There's a lot these guys who, I mean, you couldn't, especially in our area, you can't. K Camp, Rich Homie Quan, like, they're influential in that early 20s, mid 20s. Like, come on, like, these guys were rocking it. But because they go through their, you know, legal issues and contract issues and things like that, you don't hear from them 3-4 years, and somebody takes a spot. That's really what it becomes.
Yeah. And K Camp, he drops me. I like the album Float. It came out about a month ago now. But like you said, it's hard to reclaim that. Yeah. I mean, not too many people has ever done it to be as high. Like, 2 Chainz did it, but he was never as high with Titty Boy on Duffel Bag Boys. He was never.
Bigger. That's really what it was.
Yeah.
Like, he became a bigger artist.
Yes, but I've never really seen, like, K Camp was on Top of the World with Comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? But I've never seen someone be that high. Yeah. I never seen someone go that high, get real low, and then get back that high. I mean, he had a little run with The Lottery. Remember The Lottery?
He did. So but it never translated into anything.
Yes, exactly. Like, meaning, like, he didn't get, like, big artists didn't bring him back, like, on their albums and stuff like that. So, yeah. All right, my brother, let's move on to number 19.
So we got, what's the name of the song?
Is it I Miss You Too or IMY Too? What does IMY stand for?
I've been trying to figure it out, bro. I have no idea.
featuring Kid Cudi?
Kid Cudi, yeah.
And I'm focused on getting more. They too stuck on getting even. I'm ready for it. We should really be together more. Cause I know we got some time, but I'm never sure.
Just put Tito's in the live ride. Fuck the world up on my live ride.
I love the song. This is, for me, this is kind of one of my standouts. It's like, it's one of the ones that you put in the headphones and just turn it up and let it ride through. First of all, I thought Kid Cudi was Drake. To start it off.
Wow.
And I was like, oh man, not to go back to Kanye, but I was like, Kanye definitely gonna be mad about that.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, I enjoyed it. I loved the whole vibe of it. It was like, you know, this mellowed out vibe, you know, something you like, you put the headphones in. If you listen to Late at Night, like this, to me, if you listen to CLB Late at Night, this is the song right here. Like, it just rides all the way through. Nice.
Wow.
Nice tone to it. Love the way they rapping. I love the melody in there. I love everything about the song. This is one of my favorite songs on the whole album.
Wow. I'm going to have to give this one some more time and some more spins. As of right now, this is probably one of my least favorite songs on the album. I couldn't really connect with it. But if you said, like, put some headphones on and cut the lights and listen. Maybe that will help.
How about to it?
Okay. I'm gonna give that a shot. Right now, I couldn't get jiggy with it. I wasn't really feeling it. But I definitely give it another shot. I mean, you know, absolutely. Let's talk about number 20, man. We're about wrapping up here. We got 2 more songs on the album. Effing Fans.
Selfishness and your helplessness that I took advantage of. You sit in a house and I be out, and I know you're worried.
How do you feel about it?
I mean, it's almost like number 20 number 19 with Kid Cudi, man. It's mm-hmm. one of those songs, like the back end, I enjoyed like these last, like the last three songs. Because mm-hmm. one, it's mostly just Drake. It's no features, just him. So it's just like just Drake just speaking. But he does a lot of singing on this song, which, you know, we always enjoy Drake singing. But I think it's also the time that I'm listening to the song. I'm usually listening to like late at night. So it's putting me in the vibe, you know what I'm saying? The vibe that I'm looking for. This is like an R&B song. So I enjoyed it. I really liked it.
Yeah. I enjoyed this one as well. It was good. And like you said, just wrapping up the album, it was really, really good. Really good. Like going towards the end.
Yeah. For me, like, this is like talking about like Certified Lover Boy for me, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And like,
yes, because in this song, he's sounds like, again, like you're speaking to one woman, mm-hmm. but how he messed up,
yeah,
what he was out here doing, and he's trying to find a way back in, and it sounds like some real Certified Lover Boy stuff. So yes, I totally agree, absolutely.
I love it a lot. I love that song.
My brother, I mean, we did it, man. This is number 21.
Yes, sir.
This is the full album Certified Lover Boy review. How do you feel about The Remorse, the last song on the album?
Yo. Sandra bagging CDs in a bubble wrap. People recognize me from the TV, but I'm done with that. People don't want to see me succeed, this should come with that. Even when I come back, I don't know if it's me that's gonna be coming back. Soon as I left, I had to make peace with that. Dropped out of school, cause nobody was teaching that. The Best Westerns, where a nigga was sleeping at. Damon College booking me to pull up and speak the facts. Even if they make a movie about us, this shit'll be hard to reenact. Dislocated shoulder, it's hard to be always reaching back. All these IOUs, it's hard for me to be keeping track. Friends are dedicated, they like to just keeping me intact. Hard to pay 40, pay Noel, pay Nico back. All the nights I needed to vent to someone at CJ sat. All the nights Chubbs was pulling up where I need him at. All the times Mark was making sure that my luggage pack, at times he had to double back. I mean, even with a salary, you can't put no prices on that. There is no salary cap, there is no paying him back. For real. I wonder what it could have been if I had snakes in the mix. Actually, I never want to know, because we made it like this. Shots got to fly either way now, make it a miss. Overtime hours all good, we take it in shifts. What would you do if it wasn't this? That's a hard one. The finish line is where I like to pull up and start from. Pain is just a place that I go to get the bars from. Anxiety's a drug that I use to get the job done. Delusional's a space I like to think that I'm far from. My son is the one thing I hate to be apart from.
Man, like I said, man, these last three songs from 19 to 21 was a great closeout. I enjoyed all three of them. The very last one, I enjoyed it again. Drake did a good job with making some of the songs very nostalgic. Like you've almost heard them before. Mm-hmm. He's almost like bringing songs from the past and just putting the 2021 twist to it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like this song, I don't know what it just reminds me of an old Drake song already, but with a new little twist to it. But I enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoyed the last few records of the album. I enjoyed it. This, for me, he's just wrapping up the album. Certified Lover Boy. I think the way he went out on this track was the best way to go out. Great outro for me.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. you know, the outros is, it's like your way of saying goodbye to everyone. And, and, you know, when he starts out on this song, he's reminiscing,
you know,
he's reminiscing about where he's came from and where he's at. And I guess, in between there's some remorse, huh?
So, yeah.
So it was really dope, man. It was one of those ones where you're just listening to every word that he says, you know,
right.
waiting to hear what he's about to say next. Cause this is the last song. This is it. So what is he going to say in a couple of years? So I really enjoyed it. Great, great closeout. It was like, you know, closing the curtains. Absolutely. My brother. So CLB, and the only way we can truly kind of review the album, like solidify our review, is by see where it ranks amongst the ranks. So my brother, if you're up for it, can you give us your ranking of Drake's albums and let's see where CLB land.
Okay. Oof. All right, let's go. I mean, I think it goes without saying, I think everybody's going to put Take Care at number one. I mean, that's one of the hardest classic album. I got Take Care going number one. Number two is hard, right? Number two is hard because you got Nothing Was the Same, and then I got Thank Me Later. That got to go number two. Yeah, I'm going to go with Thank Me Later, number two. Okay, here's where I'm at. Let me give you top three hands down.
Okay.
This is crazy. I didn't know what, I thought we would just do a top five. All right, Take Care. Uh-huh. People are not high on Thank Me Later, but I love Thank Me Later. I think if you really played this album,
you're not alone. Okay.
So I'm Take Care, Thank Me Later. Scorpion was fire to me. I don't care what nobody says. I'm high on Scorpion. So I got Scorpion number three, right? And then I went with Views. I'm high on Views. It had a lot of joints on Views. I'm good with those top four. Thank Me Later, Take Care, Scorpion, Views. Number five. Yeah, I got to put, let me do So Far Gone, number five. Number six, CLB. Am I missing one? I got three more left, right?
Yes.
Six. Take Care, Thank Me Later, Scorpion, Views. So Far Gone, number five, CLB, six, seven. I'm going with Nothing Was the Same. If you're reading this too late, More Life Last.
Okay. All right. My guy's locked in, y'all. My guy is locked in. Okay. Let me share mine here with you.
All right.
Let's see what me and my brother got in common. All right, I got Take Care at number one.
All right.
Number two is Nothing Was the Same.
Ooh, number, you're high on Nothing Was the Same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That Tuscan leather. Ooh.
Yeah, I knew you was going with that. That Tuscan leather makes you want to listen to the whole album. No, don't even care.
Best intro. Best intro.
Best.
Thank Me Later, number three.
Okay.
Help me get through those tough young times, my brother.
Yes.
Thank Me Later. Oof, the lyrics. We was going through the same thing, except he was dealing with Rihanna. number four is Certified Lover Boy.
You're high on Certified Lover Boy. To me, it's yes. too Certified Lover Boy.
Though. Yes, and I know.
Not too much higher. I think I had him at six. You got him at four. Yeah. I think Certified Lover Boy is going to get better and better.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Where We Meet Again, my brother, number 5, So Far Gone.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Number 6 is More Life. I love Blem. I will never forget Us in Miami, the last time we went as a group, and just playing Blem down in Miami on a balcony. Stop playing.
Blem is hard. Teenage
stop
love.
Playing. Yes, stop playing. Me. The Georgia's Interlude?
Yeah.
Please. Fire.
But I only have like maybe 4 songs that I ride to, which is low for me. For
I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. There was definitely some fillers on there, like the Ice Melt with Young Thug.
Yeah.
let's see. And number 7 is Scorpion.
Ooh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Scorpion was high for me. Scorpion was high.
Yeah, I love Jaded. I love Peak.
Survival, Nonstop, God's Plan.
Yeah, Nonstop is.
Talk Up, Peak, Nice for What.
Yeah. Got the Kiki on there. Do you love me on there?
After Dark.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm Scorpion. It's hard though. This is not easy by any means.
It's not. It's really not. You guys got to do it out there.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Number 8 was Views.
Ooh. Tell me about that. Views is so man.
So I love like the first song. Mm-hmm. All of my friends are did it, you know what I'm saying? But it took me a little while to get used to the new Caribbean vibe, Drake. Because this is where he opened it up to the world. Yeah. And so when I first heard Controller, I was like, who is this? And then I heard One Dance and da da da. But it grew on me after time. But if I had to rank it, it's not high up there. It's not high.
The reason why I had this one pretty high, I think I had this one at number 4 or, you know, somewhere in that mix. I had this one, no, a little later down. But I had this one a little bit higher. What was it? You remember?
It was four,
right? I had this one higher because Impact. After this album, every artist tried to do a Caribbean vibe or Afro beat. They tried to make that song because he dropped Control, he dropped One Dance. And then it also had joints like Grammy, Redemption.
Yeah, I love Redemption. No, you're right. I mean, people till this day, I mean, listen to Rod Wave's album, Pray for Love. He tried it on there. The Migos tried it. Everyone, you're right. People are still trying it till this day. Right.
Yep.
Till this day. And that was a dope song, too. Let me get the name of that Rod. You remember the name of that Rod Wave song where he had his Afro beats going on?
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name though.
I love the way it ends. Let me I'll pull it up right here.
Every time I leave, she beg for me to stay. But baby girl, I can't. I run the streets all night, run the streets all day. Run the streets all day. Me don't want love. Love is for the weak man. Yeah. Me cannot trust. Me cannot depend. Friends, I came to the conclusion it's not them.
Where do I go to get some peace? Tossing, turning when I sleep. Change my number every week. I got some pain that's really deep.
I don't shed tears anymore. Cause love don't live here anymore.
I'm sorry, baby girl, I got to go. Whether if you like it or you don't. Cause I've been here 2 minutes.
I wonder what they look at me. Yeah. I wonder what they see. Wondering if they can see the pain underneath. Wondering if I can see the change I increased. Bro, them really swinging for me. We tear down that whole game when it's beef. Leave a nigga brains in the street. 50K, I have them swinging for weeks. You better have that thing when they creep, yeah.
And I can't get no sleep, I gotta stay up. I'm in love with the streets, I can't lay up. It's like I feel myself falling, then I wake up.
I'ma die a paper chaser. My whole life I've been running, like someone's coming, baby.
I have a hard time trusting, baby. Can't trust for nothing, baby.
And every time I leave, she beg for me to stay. But baby girl, I can't.
I run the streets all night,
run the streets all day. Run the streets all day. And me don't want love. Love is for the weak man. Yeah. Me cannot trust. Me cannot depend.
No weakness. Yep. Shout out to Rahway for that one, man. Good job, man. And coming in back to Jizzy Drake, y'all. And number nine, well, I gave you Scorpion at number eight. I'm sorry. Scorpion at number seven. Number eight is Views. Okay, I told you that. Yeah, and number nine is If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. Mm. So obviously you could tell that I love singing Drake. He didn't do much singing on there. So. Yeah. That's why that was that.
But
we're actually almost the same. I had it at nine, you had it at eight. Yeah.
Run that back one more time. Let's hear that one more time.
Yeah, okay, so here we go, y'all. Malcolm and I, we both have Take Care as number one. Me and Malcolm and I both have Thank Me Later as number two and number three. But number four, Malcolm has Views. And I got Certified Lover Boy at number four. For number five, Malcolm and I together have So Far Gone.
Mm.
And number six, I have More Life. Number six, Malcolm has Certified Lover Boy. Number seven, I have Scorpion. Number seven, Malcolm has Nothing Was the Same. And at number eight, I have Views. Malcolm has If You're Reading This, It's Too Late at number eight. And number nine is If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, which is pretty much the same for me. And Malcolm has More Life at number nine. So we were the same on Take Care and So Far Gone, and similar on Thank Me Later.
Yep.
Similar If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, and similar on Certified Lover Boy.
Yeah.
It was only Scorpion, More Life, and Nothing Was the Same where we far apart.
Yeah, yeah.
And Views. Yeah.
That's not bad, man. It's not
bad. Yeah. Wow. I know we've been going at it, my brother. Before we leave, can we just do one more thing?
Absolutely.
I know this is going to be like an hour and a half, but it's Drake. I mean, hey, let's do this. Can you give us your top five Drake songs?
No.
I couldn't.
He said, no, Ty. Seriously.
Oh, man. All right. Top five Drake songs, man. Oh, my goodness. Let me just give you my top five.
Yes.
You get stuck, man, because you go back and look at them albums and you be like, oh, I love this song.
I know.
Yeah. I don't care what. Like, I still listen to the song to this day, Brand New. For me, that's how I met Drake. So that's one for me, Brand New. I'm just trying to go off the top of my head, like, what's a real standout song for me? I mean, Marvin's Room. That's a big one. I like Controller. That was a big one for me. I know I've missed out so many. Top five. Jesus.
It's not easy. It's really not. We need a top 20.
No, for real. Then I could, you know. And this is kind of, I don't know. What am I, number four? Come Through? Come Through was so hard for me.
Okay, yes.
And this is the last one I got.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Good God. I'm not going to lie. And I know it's early for it to be a top five, but I've been playing this like, this is GOAT. Girls Want Girls for me is one of the hardest. Like,
let's go.
I've been playing it so hard. So I'm going to put something off of CLB in that top five.
Man. Let's go. My guy, let's go. That's dope, man. So we got my brother Malcolm in with his top five Drake songs, Brand New, Marvin's Room, Controlla, Come Through, and Girls Want Girls.
Yes, sir.
Nice. That's a solid five, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Solid five. My top five Drake songs would be Blem, Brand New, Sooner Than Later.
Okay.
Trust Issues.
Okay.
And 305 to My City.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Hey, when we were doing the album reviews, what's 305 to My City is what album that one's on?
Nothing Was the Same.
Nothing Was. I had, that's why Nothing the Same made it where it was, because 305 to My City.
Drop down, drop, drop. Shit is real out here. Drop down, drop, drop. Drop, drop, drop down, drop, drop. Get it.
Yeah.
Get it. Drop down, drop, drop. I brought you right back just so we can relive it. I get it, I get it. I get it, I get it. Your hustle don't ever go unnoticed, baby. I'm with you, I'm with it. I get it, I get it. I get it, I get it. I get it, I get it. They don't work hard as you. Damn, that's so crazy. At the end of the night when you count, numbers don't lie to my baby. Locker room full of money. Girl, you just did it. I get it, I get it, man. Fuck all that talking, take shots to the kidney. Down payment on a Jaguar. Your roommate got credit. 12 months on a lease, that's a come up, baby. Don't you ever forget it. Connections are heavy. Every real nigga, they fuck with you. Nails chipped out in diamonds, you sparkle, but fuck, man, that spark ain't enough for you. 305 to My City. Get it.
I get it, I get it.
Get it.
I get it, I get it. I swear that I get it, I get it, I get it.
Get it.
We did it, we did it.
Get it.
We did it, we did it.
Get it.
We so far from finished, I brought you right back just so we can relive it.
Get it.
I get it, I get it.
Get it.
I get it, I get it. So don't ever go unnoticed, baby. I'm with you, I'm with it. I get it, I get it. I get it, I get it. Get it, I get it. Tonight was your night. Go get you some lobsters and shrimp. You smart and you know it. I get it, I get it. You outdo these pimps. I hope you don't fall. That's you on the top of the ceiling. Don't you ever forget about your story. I get it, you did it, you did it. Got a link on the champagne. Your best friend is bartending. Your parents saying it's another phase in your life. They can't wait until it's all finished. Shine on them hoes. Let them know that you run shit. I get it, I get it. I'm working too hard, let's get into some fun shit. 281 to My City. Heard you had trouble at customs. Yo, girl got a DUI, I'll make the calls to get y'all through customs. Tell your best friend, girl, get your paperwork right. I get it, what's up for the night?
I got 305 in My City.
Get it. I get it, I
get it.
Get it. I get it, I get it, I swear that I get it, I get it, I get it.
Get it.
We just did it, we did it.
Get it.
We did it, we did it.
Get it.
We so far from finished, I brought you right back just so we can relive it.
Get it. Get it. Drop down, drop, drop down.
at the church on Sunday. You just go to live after church on Sunday. Oh Lord, oh Lord, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore.
That's a fire top five. Blem is hard. Blem is super hard.
It is.
I didn't know you like Brand New like that.
Yeah, dude. Brand that new. Guy was speaking. He was speaking our hearts. How you gonna be doing that?
You like know, Brand New. I said what?
Uh huh. I tell you, that time it's the reason why. And as we wrap up here, guys, this is so much fun, man.
It is.
Wow. You know, it's crazy because when Drake was, you know, introduced to the world and we all grew to know him, it was perfect timing, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And it's the reason why we support him till this day, over 10 years later, because he has given us songs and soundtracks. Songs which became soundtracks to our lives, and not many artists can do that. And the reason why he was able to do that is because Drake has always been himself. Mm-hmm. I've never felt like Drake tried to be like someone else. And because he stayed true to himself, which is why longevity has been second nature to him. I mean, dude, you're talking about what, 12 years? If we're saying 09, right?
Yeah.
09 was...
So Far Gone, it's 09.
Yeah, Bedrock, and I believe, or that was like 10. But pretty much over a decade, and he's just as hot. Like, he's... You got to give it to the dude, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give it to the dude, and it's crazy. And I love this example. You know, Drake, people... In the beginning, either you loved Drake or you hated him. Is that not true, Malcolm?
Very true.
You loved him or you hated him. He was too soft, or he act too light skinned, or da 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 da.
Yep.
But he just stayed him, and now everybody wants to do what he does, ask him for songs, and wants to be his friend. And but I'm sure he knows what it was like going through that fire. He had artists who just talk pure trash about him and then later apologize and wants to do songs with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then claim how fire he is, how great he is. Cause Drake withstood the fire.
Yeah.
And that's why he will always have our respect.
Absolutely.
Because it also gives you confidence to just be you.
Yeah.
I mean, the easiest thing to be, well, it's the easiest and the hardest thing to be yourself in this world. It really is.
Yeah.
And, the fact that we've seen someone do it and how it benefited them, it makes you want to give it a shot too. So, like I said, I really, really enjoyed this, man. Do you have any closing words for Jersey Drake?
Man, I mean, like you said, Drake has definitely, you know, had the soundtrack to our lives, man. One of the best parts about doing this is you go back and you start at So Far Gone, and it's just like, man, you remember where you was at. You remember the time frame, the Brand New, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. This was the first time I remember, like, the transition of Atlanta music. Like people shouting us out, like, was, oh, you talking about Atlanta? Drake mentioned Atlanta. You know, just songs like that. Like, he definitely had the soundtrack to our lives. Then, like, every album, you kind of just grow with him. And then now you're at CLB. But, yeah. I mean, it does go to show you, man, if you know your lane, you're willing to ride in that lane and become the best driver in that lane, people will notice you and you definitely get your recognition. Just be good at what you do. That's the example that Drake has given us. Just be good at what you do. And people will slowly but surely come along and accept that and praise you for that. So, yeah, man.
See ya. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to CLB, man. CLB, just happy, just yeah. Really happy, enjoying yeah. It. We're gonna keep bumping it and it's adding more to our Drake playlist, more to our soundtrack.
Absolutely.
My brother, I want to thank you for joining me today, man. This is so much fun, man. It really was. You know, Drake has, I know for me for certain, he's definitely helped me out through some times, man. Mm-hmm. That's how powerful music is.
Yep.
You know? But yeah, this is really dope, man. Really dope. Once again, thank you for joining me, my brother.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime.
Yes, sir. With that being said, let's jump into our next segment. Have a treat.
As you know, each and every episode, I recommend something for you to read, something for you to watch, and something for you to do, because you deserve to treat yourself. So grab a fork, because it's time for a treat. What I recommend that you watch is a movie called Beyond the Lights. Beyond the Lights, it's starring Machine Gun Kelly, Nate Parker, and a few other good actors as well. Now, the reason why I'm recommending this movie is because this movie, not only is it intriguing and entertaining, it's very entertaining, but this movie gives you a snapshot of the music industry. You heard Malcolm and I talk about earlier about the music industry being cutthroat. Well, this movie delves into just that. It's not easy being an artist. It's not. It comes with a lot of pressures, a lot of outside influence. Everyone is invested in you because of all the money you're making them. And it could be a bit stressful. On top of that, you got fans, people who adore you, and then you got critics, people who who's preying on your downfall. Check this movie out, Beyond the Lights. It is truly a snapshot of the music industry, and it captures everything I just said. Real good watch. You'll definitely enjoy it. All right, now for something to read. What I recommend that you read is Lyrics to a Drake Song. Now, the reason why I'm recommending this song for you to read the lyrics to is because the lyrics, wow, they're very powerful. They're very, very powerful. The name of the song is Doing It Wrong. It's a song by Drake featuring Stevie Wonder. But read the lyrics. Just go to Google and type in Drake Doing It Wrong. Let me know what you think. Very, very good writing. Great job. Great job. All right. Now for something to do. What I recommend that you do is, guys, I know you feel the weather changing. It's not just me. It can't be just me. The weather is changing. I want you guys to get out there and enjoy it while it lasts these next couple of weeks, because autumn is not on the way. Autumn is right around the corner. Thank you so much for listening. I had so much fun today. I deeply appreciate you taking your time out to tune in. I hope you enjoyed it. If so, please text it to somebody on your phone so they can get their Drake Madness on as well. Before you leave, I want to leave you with this question. What are your Drake albums ranked in order? I want you to rank them. 1 through 9. Thank you.